यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद शील प्रभुपद जयत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय हम विष्णुपाद प्रवंस प्रयोजिकाचार्य श्रोत श्री जुवेन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हम विष्णुपाद प्रवंस प्रयोजिकाचार्य श्रोत्तर श्री जुवेन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। हरे कृष्ण। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, chapter entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And today's verse is 75. We are nearly ending this chapter. Only 5 more verses left. It's a very beautiful chapter. Long canto. Today's verse. Yuyam nuloke bata bhuri bhaga lokam punana munayo biyanti yesham gruhan avasati ti sakshat godam param brahma manushya lingam यूयाम नुलोके बत भूरि भागा लोकं पुनान मुनयो वियन्ति येषां गृहान् आवसति इति साक्षात् गूढं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्यलिंगम् यूयं नुलोके बत भूरि भागा लोकं पुनान मुनयो वियन्ति येषां गृहान् अवसति इति साक्षात् गूढं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्यलिंगम् यूयाम नुलोके बत भूरि भागा मनुष्यलिंगम् यूयम् नुलोके बत भूरि भागा लोकम् पुनान मुनयो वियन्ति वैष्णवी यूयं नु लोके भर्तभूरि भागा लोकं पुनानमुनयो भियन्ति एषं गुरुणा नवसीति लोक्षा गूढं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्यलिङ्गम् लोके बतभूरि भागा गूढं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्यलिङ्गम् यूयम् ऑल ऑफ यू पांडवास नुलोके इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बता इंडीड भूरि भागा एक्सट्रीमली फॉर्चुनेट लोकम ऑल द प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स पुनाना हु कैन प्यूरिफाई मुनयः ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स Abhiyanti, come to visit, just like ordinary persons. Esham, of whom? Gruhan, the house of the Pandavas. Avasati, resides. Iti, thus. Sakshat, directly. Gudam, very confidential. Param, transcendental. Brahma, the Parabrahman, Krishna. Manushyalingam, as if an ordinary human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Maharaj Yudhishthira, you Pandavas are so fortunate in this world that many, many great saints who can purify all the planets of the universe come to your house just like ordinary visitors. Furthermore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is living confidentially with you in your house, just like your brother. Purport. Here is a statement exalting a Vaishnava. In human society, a Brahmana is the most respected person. A Brahmana is one who can understand Brahman, the impersonal Brahman. But hardly even can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita as Param Brahma. A Brahmana may be extremely fortunate in having achieved Brahma Jnana, but the Pandavas were so exalted that the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was living in their house like an ordinary human being. The word Bhuri Bhaga indicates that the Pandavas were in a still higher position than Brahmacharis and Brahmanas. In the following verses, Narada Muni repeatedly glorifies the position of the Pandavas. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हैव यू हर्ड दिस वर्स बिफोर यस इन 10th चैप्टर ऑफ द सेम कैंटो द 10th चैप्टर ऑफ सेम कैंटो Not even one syllable missing from the verse, as it is. సేమ్ వర్స్ యూయం నృలోకే బత భూరి భాగ లోకం పునాన మునయో అభియంతి ఏషాం గృహాన్ అవసతీతి సాక్షాత్ గూఢం పరం బ్రహ్మ మనుష్యలింగం. సో నారద ముని రిపీటెడ్లీ టెలింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్, యు ఆర్ సో ఫార్చునేట్ బికాస్ ఇన్ ద 10th చాప్టర్ జస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ the exalted position of Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj, now Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking, oh, how great is Prahlad Maharaj, but if I can get the same fortune, because he could able to see the Lord face to face, if I could able to see the Lord, so just to inform Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narad Muni is telling, no, not just Prahlad Maharaj is so fortunate, even you are so fortunate, you all Pandavas are so fortunate, because the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is living in your house as your friend, as your relative, as your cousin. So he is telling again and again the exalted position of Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas, because the Supreme Lord himself present in their house. And to visit him, when the Lord resides in their house, to visit him, so many different sages used to come. Kashyap Muni used to come, Vyasadeva used to come, Narada Muni used to come, just to see the Lord. Can you think of any other personality who was in the similar situation as Yudhishthira Maharaj? Because although he has great fortune of having the Lord in his house, but still he was thinking something else, superior. Yeah, Nanda Maharaj, yes. Yashoda, yeah. Every time Krishna gets some problem, Yashodama prays for Narayan. You remember in the beginning of 10th canto, when Krishna was taken away by Trinavrata, after that Mother Yashoda took cow dung, cow dung, the dust from the calf's hoof. Then she was putting around the Lord and chanting different mantras. May the Adokshada protect you from this side, may the Hrishikesha protect you from that side. Yeah? Anyone else? His friends? How about Vasudeva, his father? Remember in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he asked similar inquiry to Narada Muni. So there also, Narada Muni is telling to Vasudeva, no, no, don't think that you are anywhere lesser. The Supreme Lord took birth in your family through you, and he is the Supreme Lord. He was telling, that comes in 11th canto, 5th chapter, 46 and 49 verses. Narad Muni explains Vasudeva's greatest position, Vasudeva and Devaki. But although Lord is present, still so many people during that time couldn't recognize the position of the Lord. Who are all those who couldn't recognize the position of the Lord? Duryodhana, yes. Kamsa. All the Kauravas pretty much. Who else? Jarasandha, yes. Who else? Shishupal, yeah. He couldn't recognize. Who else? Anybody there? All the demons, yeah. All the demons. Paundrika, yes. Anyone else? Brahma, yeah. Lord Brahma, initially he couldn't recognize. Even Indra, he couldn't recognize. Who is this little child? He stopped my sacrifice. Lord Brahma thinking the same way. Who is this little boy? Everybody is glorifying. All the glories are coming to his planet.
Then he personally came to see. Okay, I will trick him. Then he hid all the cohort boys and calves. Huh? Yeah, Indra also did the same, not the same thing, but he sent Samvartaka clouds. They were supposed to be sent at the annihilation time. Who else? You know the Smartha Brahmanas? Yeah? Smartha Brahmanas also. Lord himself, the Gopas went and told, the Supreme Lord is here, you give. Some of them said, no, we have to perform sacrifice. So in that line, Sukadeva Goswami tells, all the ingredients, everything is meant for the satisfaction of the Lord. And they are doing yajna directly, but still they couldn't recognize the position of the Lord. If you see, because the Kauravas and all the demons, Indra, Brahma, all these, they didn't recognize Lord's position because of ignorance. Whereas the relatives, Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, all the Brajavasis, they did not recognize Krishna's position because of what? Prema. So, prema covered their realizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why immediately when Lord Brahma recognized the exalted position of Vrajavasis, he praises them in the 14th chapter of 10th canto. And if you see the contrast between the dealings of the Lord, actually not contrast in one sense, how he deals with Pandavas, that's in the Aishwarya Bhav, because Pandavas and all the Vrishni, Mathuravasis, Dwarakavasis, they are in relation to the Lord, although they have prema, but their prema is mixed with Aishwarya Bhav. Whereas in Vrindavan, pure love. Whereas in Dwaraka, Mathura, with respect they deal. But in Vrindavan, they don't respect anything. Rather than chastisement to Krishna. So when what actually binds Krishna is prema. So that's why you see, when Lord came from Vrindavan to Mathura, so he killed Kamsa, then the chapter comes, Lord fulfills all the desires. Krishna fulfills everyone's desires. Because when he entered Mathura, so many devotees asked, immediately Akrura asked, you please come to my house. And Krishna said, no, not now, I have to deal with something very important. First I finish that, then I'll come to your house. Then when he was going, he killed, whom he killed first in Mathura? The washerman. After killing washerman, whom did he meet? Yeah. Before Kubja, he meets someone else. Yeah, the washerman who gave so many clothes. No. Yeah, not the washerman. Washerman got killed. After that, the stitching person. He stitched clothes for the Lord. After that, Kubja, then the garland maker, Kubja also invited, you please come. He said, no, I'll come. Then finally, so next chapter describes everything. Further chapters describes Lord fulfilled all the desires. He goes to Akrura's house, he goes to Kubja. Then immediately he tells Akrura, you please go to Hastinapur and check how Pandavas are there, what is happening. I heard so many things that Dhritarashtra and his sons giving trouble to the Pandavas. And Akrura goes, he gives good counsel to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra says, out of affection, I cannot do anything because I am so much attached to my sons. So that didn't work. So after that, Kaurava, Duryodhana and party, they planned to kill Pandavas. How? Yeah, so they built a house which can be easily burnt. And Pandavas were there, somehow they escaped. Everybody else were thinking Pandavas died. Whereas Krishna was thinking, no, no, somewhere they were alive. As soon as they came back to Hastinapur, that news has reached to Krishna. Generally, to go to other kingdom, by invitation they go. But when Krishna heard that Pandavas have come back, without even any invitation, Krishna started. He went there to visit Pandavas without any invitation. So that's the love Krishna has for Pandavas. And how he reciprocated with Pandavas? Yeah, like a friend. What else he did for Pandavas? He was messenger. He was a chariot driver. He was a counselor for them. He was a teacher for Arjuna. So many ways Krishna reciprocated with them. So thus in Hastinapur and Dwaraka also he reciprocated so many ways with the Vrishnis. But in Vrindavan, his reciprocation bewilders. His reciprocation is different. He won't get any respect. All his cohort boyfriends, they say, come, we'll fight. We'll do wrestle. And gopis always tease him. That's why immediately when Brahma saw that all the cows, calves, all the cohort boys, they turned to Vishnu forms. He said, oh, my Supreme Lord, he's not an ordinary person. So in his prayers, Lord Brahma expresses his bewilderment when he understood the reciprocation of the Lord with Vrajavasis. He bewildered. He tells, that comes in the 14th chapter, in verse 30 to verse 35, Lord Brahma expresses his bewilderment. He tells, my dear Lord, I therefore pray to be so fortunate that in this life as Lord Brahma or in another life, wherever I take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your lotus feet. So he understood the exalted position of a devotee. And then he prays, O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and ladies of Vrindavana, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, taking the form of their calves and children. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. So he is telling, all the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. So Krishna feels so much satisfaction in the reciprocation with love. So that's actually binds Krishna. That's why Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. For that reason only he performed this pastime. So otherwise, how can Lord Brahma kidnap his friends? Krishna want to reciprocate with Brajavasis because all of them developed similar affection that Mother Yashoda developed. So they want to give milk to Krishna. Krishna says, okay, I will fulfill. And same, the cows developed affection. So Krishna fulfilled everyone's desire. And then Lord Brahma prays, how greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaja, the cowherd men, and all the other inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend. See, Nanda Maharaj, whenever there is a danger, immediately he calls for Krishna. When did he call? Yeah, the Vidyadhara pastime. When Vidyadhara, he swallowed Nanda Maharaj. All the cohort friends of Nanda Maharaj, they were calling Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna immediately came with his lotus feet. He touched the snake, Vidyadhara. Immediately, he got released. Where else? Yeah, when Varuna's agents, because Nanda Maharaj, after Ekadashi, to break the fast, he went to Yamuna. He was taking very early hours bath. So Varuna's agents, they kidnapped and immediately cried for Krishna. And Krishna immediately came, he released. When else? What else? Remember, immediately after Kaliya pastime, because that was late night, they couldn't go back to Vrindavan. They slept in Vrindavan, just on the bank of Yamuna. So that night there was a forest fire. And they were calling for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Amita Vikrama, Rama. So immediately Krishna came. How did he stop the fire? He just swallowed. He swallowed the fire. So like that, every time, any danger, they call out for Krishna. So we should also call out for Krishna. Not just in danger, every time. And then Lord Brahma prays further. Yet even though the extent of the good fortune of these residents of Vrindavana is inconceivable, we 11 presiding deities of the various senses headed by Lord Shiva are also most fortunate. Now he is telling, not just these Vrindavan vasis are fortunate, we are also fortunate because we are the presiding deities of the senses of this Vrindavan vasis, Vrajavasis. But how they are fortunate? By being the presiding deities of all the different senses, because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavana are the cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectarian intoxicating beverage of the honey of your lotus feet. So all the presiding deities feel fortunate whenever we are taking darshan. It's not just in one sense, but the quality of darshan matters. So when we go, when we seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, when we seeing the beautiful form, face, through that they also get satisfaction. As Lord Brahma here is telling, because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavana are the cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectarian intoxicating beverage of the honey of your lotus feet. In that way, all the presiding deities, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are getting fortune. And then further he says, my greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth, whatever, in this forest of Gokula and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and their soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. So he is humbly requesting, even I want to become some grass, so that, whenever they go here, there, the dust comes on my head. And finally he tells in that prayer, my mind becomes bewildered. So he is expressing his bewilderment. He is telling, my mind becomes bewildered just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. You are the embodiment of all the benedictions which you bestow upon these residents of the cowherd community of Vrindavana. You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavana, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and hearts are all dedicated only to you? See, Krishna's reciprocation. When Putana came to kill Krishna, what award did he give to Putana? As a nurse. See, he awarded. So, Lord Brahma is telling, you yourself gave to Putana, who just came in disguise of as mother and gave you poisonous milk. But still, you took her motherly affection. She just acted as mother. Acted as mother. But these devotees, Vrindavan residents, their whole life and soul is you. Their relationship, their wealth, their everything is you. And what you will exchange. So that's what bewildered Lord Brahma. So if you see, Vrindavan verses, they don't have much knowledge. They are just a simple cohort community. But they have intense love for Krishna. Intense love for Krishna. So that made Krishna act in that way. So only through love one can realize Krishna. And even if you see in our ordinary dealings also, in material dealings, if somebody loves us and you know, make a good friend, always trying to do anything and everything for us, any sane person reciprocates with them in an equal, at least. And what to speak of the Supreme Lord, when we go to Him with love and render some service for Him and exhibit our sincere gratitude and love to Him, will He not reciprocate with us? He does. That's why both the Vrindavan Vasis and the Pandavas, they are always in Krishna consciousness, either sleeping or awake or all the three phases of life, dreaming. That's what made Lord to become chariot driver of Arjuna. You know, in the battlefield, Arjuna was sleeping night. And Lord was just very restlessly, he was walking in front of Arjuna's room. I forgot who asked the Lord, but why you are so tense? But Arjuna is sleeping so nicely. And then Lord says, go near Arjuna. What he is doing? Arjuna was chanting Krishna, 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 even in his sleep. So that made Lord to do anything and everything for Arjuna. Even to break his own promise. So for us also same thing. We need to develop that constant service. Our chanting in the initial stage may be to get rid of our sinful activities or anything. But as we progress, it should be only as service. Because the devotee should always be with Krishna in thick and thin. Whether something is going good or something going wrong, we should always take shelter of Krishna. And that's the way of life. That's the way of life we should practice. Generally, in the previous chapters, the chapter 10, Narada Muni further explained to where this verse came, similar verse came. Narada Muni told Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, generally all the yogis and munis, we realize Krishna through austerities, our meditation, are chanting different mantras. So in that way, we ask mercy of the Lord. But you, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and you, Pandavas, you got the mercy of the Lord because you do service. So service is the way for us to get the mercy of the Lord. That's why he says, we pray for the mercy of the Lord by meditation, following the celibacy, vows, austerities. But you, Pandavas, attain him through devotional service. You pray for the mercy of Krishna through service. Even in the 12th canto, the last chapter, 13th chapter, first verse, Suta Goswami, he tells, Dhyana Vastita Tadgatena Mansa Pashyanti Yam Yogina. The yogis and munis, in the Dhyana Vastita, they realize the Lord. And what is the way for the devotees? Seva Vastita. So through service, we have to realize the Lord. Otherwise, with intelligence, we cannot approach the Lord. With so much hearing, we cannot approach the Lord. In the Upanishads it says, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medasa Na Bahuna Shrutena Yam Yevaisha Vrunite Tena Labhyas Tasaiva Atma Vivrunite Tanum Swam. The translation is, the Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. Says, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo. Not by expert explanations, not by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. But Krishna himself has to choose a person. And what is the way to get recognition? What is the way to get chosen by the Lord? It's the service. There is no alternative. It's nothing else pleases the Lord. Only thing pleases the Lord is loving service. Is that loving service. And just couple of days ago, today what's the date? 14th, 2 days ago, there's a quotation by Srila Prabhupada, very much in line with this. In that, Srila Prabhupada tells, just work in such a way that God may see you. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is busy to see God. Of course, it is not so easy to see God. But a devotee is not busy to see God, but he wants God to see him. So we have to work in such a way, Lord himself wants to see us. You know, just to give an example, it comes in Lilamruta. When Srila Prabhupada sent three couples, who are the three couples? He sent to London. Yeah, Shyam Sundar, Prabhu Gurudas, Prabhu Mukund Maharaj, Janaki Mataji, Yamuna Mataji, and Malati Mataji, along with their little daughter, Saraswati. So they all went and they wanted to meet Beatles. How did they try to get their attention? Yeah, every day, Yamuna Mataji, she used to make apple pies, apples, different apple products. And they used to send. Just to get attention. You know, who is this? Every day he's sending, every day they are doing constantly. But then one fine day, they got that recognition. So same thing. We also have to do something. We are just like a circus actor in front of the Lord. Because everything is done by the Lord. But just to get his attention, so we need to act. We need to act. So that he himself chooses, okay, this devotee is working so hard for me. He is sacrificing. But what is there to sacrifice for the Lord? Now everything is given by the Lord Himself. Everything is given by the Lord Himself. But in giving back, so the same example many times came in the previous verses, taking the Ganges water, again offering back to the Ganges. So similarly, everything is given by the Lord. So when we giving it back to the Lord, we just apply our service attitude, love for the Lord. So that's the way we can reciprocate with the Lord. Because Lord, even now He is appeared, not just Pandavas. One may ask, He is present with the Pandavas, so it's a direct approach for them to deal with the Lord. Vrindavan Vasis, He is among them, so it's very easy. No, even now Lord is present. How He is present? What are the different ways Lord appeared even now? Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto it is explained, Krishna Swadhamaya Upagato Dharma Jnanadibhi Saha. So when Krishna left, along with the Dharma and Jnanadibhi Saha, then this Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranarko Adhunoditaha. So this Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared, which is non-different to the Lord. What other way Lord appeared? Yeah, deity form of the Lord. So that's why Padma Purana says, so one who archaya, what it says? One should not think archaya shiladi gurushu naramati vaishnava jati buddhi. So one should not think that the deity is made up of stone or metal. That's the Lord Himself. Lord Himself is present. And it depends on the person's consciousness, He reciprocates. Krishna is told, Yetama prapadyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. So when Hiranyakashipu asks, is the Lord present in this pillar? Because what he can see, only material elements. But Prahlad can see the Lord in their pillar. You see the difference between the consciousness? So same with the devotees. If a non-devotee or some outsider come, he sees only, oh, beautiful dolls decorated. Whereas when devotee sees, no, it's not just a doll, it's Lord Himself. Lord Himself present in the form. So when we realize that, when we see in that affectionate, loving mood, we see that reciprocation, that Krishna is present. So that's why we need to establish our relationship with the deities. So any problem comes, any fortune happens in life, anything happens, any decision you take, go in front of the deities, express you want to do this, you want to do so and so service, you see that reciprocation happens. Does it happen to anybody? You go express your heart and things work out, or you may get some direction. So that we need to establish. Lord is present in the form of deity. And further it says, one who doesn't think in that way, or one who thinks that Archaya Shiladi Gurushu Naramati Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, and that person immediately become Sapashandi Bhavedruvam. So one will become atheistic, one who doesn't consider that Lord is present in the form of deity. And what other ways Lord is present? Holy name, yeah? Yeah, holy name. That's why, again in the Puranas it is said, what is that? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nithyamukto Abhinnatva Nama Namina. Nama Chintamani Krishna. The Krishna's name is Chintamani. Because Lord Himself is Chintamani. He is the wish fulfilling. And saying the name is, and name Abhinnatva Naminamina. Even other place it is mentioned, Kalikale Namarupe Krishnavatar. The Lord appeared in the Kali Yuga as Namarupa. And the Puranas also tell the same thing. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's a completely conscious. It's a Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And it has all the mellows. And depends on the practitioner, one can realize those. Purna Shuddha, Nitya Mukta. And it is completely purifying. Purna Shuddha, Nitya Mukta. And there is no difference. Abhinatva, Nama, Namino. So there is no difference between the name and the person, Krishna. So that's why you see, even when the Vrindavan Vasis, they were in danger, what they were doing? They were calling for Krishna. They were calling for Krishna. Krishna has come. Same when Draupadi was in danger. She was calling for Krishna, Ho Govinda. And Krishna has come. He will come. But He will establish Himself to the degree we developed our faith and consciousness. Although we know theoretically, but why we can't realize Krishna in these forms? We know theoretically, yeah, name is non-different to Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam non-different to Krishna, Archa Vigraha non-different to Krishna. Why we can't realize it? Yeah, our faith is not very strong. Yes. Anarthas. Yeah, different anarthas. Distractions. Yeah. Yeah. Attraction to the material world. Attachments, material attachments. Yeah. So that's why, again, the way to realize Krishna, yes, we all have these attachments. And how to get purified from those attachments? Shastra says, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyai. So with the blunt senses, because all these blunt senses attach to so many things, so many distractions. But what is the way? Sevon Mukhehi Jihvado Swayam Eva Spurathyadaha. So the way to realize Krishna, Sevon Mukha. So as we discussed, Seva is the way to attract the attention of the Lord. And Sevon Mukha is the attitude of that service. So what is the attitude of service we need to develop? Yeah, humility. Yeah, with love. So gratitude, yes. So we need to develop that this is not for my pleasure. This is for the pleasure of Krishna. So recently, when Burijan Prabhu came, so we had, do you remember, we had Brahmachari meeting with Burijan Prabhu. In that, Prabhu pointed, so one little statement, just three words he used. Are you doing for your mind satisfaction or is it for Krishna satisfaction? So we need to realize in our service, is it satisfying my mind or is it satisfying Krishna and Guru? So every service, we need to put that consciousness, that attitude. It's not for my mind satisfaction, it's for Krishna's satisfaction. So that is Sevon Mukha. And Jihva though. Jihva, same we all know, we use for two things. One is to chant, and one is to eat prasadam. So when we eating prasadam, you may eating tons and tons in this lifetime. But if our attitude towards prasadam is not there as seva, as if we don't see the presence of the Lord in that, it's very difficult. We may grind out thousands of thousands and tons of Mahaprasad. Of course, you know, it works. It works. Mahaprasadam works. But not as much as it's supposed to work. Not it to fullest capacity. That's why, so we need to develop that seva bhav. So that's very, very important. Not for Atmendriya Priti, but Krishnendriya Priti. That's why you see upstairs in Srila Prabhupada room. So in the corner there is a photo. Srila Prabhupada was honoring prasadam. Because prasadam honoring is a seva. That's a prasada seva. So that we need to do. So that missing link is relationship. In every activity, we need to bring that sambandha. So this is for Krishna. I am doing for Krishna. I am chanting to please Krishna. I am doing service to please Krishna. So when we do activity, everything in that mode, it doesn't matter which service, one feel very much enlivening. Every service, one feels very, very happy. That's why you see when Srila Prabhupada came to Boston, all the trouble he took, when in the initial days Prabhupada was washing the dishes, he was cooking, he was doing everything. How he is relishing? You know, this is to please my spiritual master, this is to please Krishna. In that way, one will not discriminate which service, whatever service, they will just accept it. Even in bodily way, to please our bodily relatives, we work so hard to please them. And people undergo so much trouble. And I have seen in my own family, just for the sake of their children, they take so much trouble, so much anxiety. Have you noticed in your families also? It takes so much trouble. Why? Because we feel these children are mine, these relatives are mine, and these are my friends. So when we take, they are mine, and we take any kind of trouble. And same thing with Krishna. When we take, Krishna is mine, I am doing for Krishna. So we feel happy in any kind of trouble. So otherwise, what happens, because material civilization is meant for virtual death. Material civilization is meant for virtual death. What is actually death means? Not just changing the body, but stopping the activity. Correct. You are doing certain activity, death came, you stop that activity, gone. You know, we have seen some reels people send. One person is playing football or the volleyball and death came when he is playing. He didn't stop. Collapse. One person, politician, he was giving speech in the assembly. Death came. Stopped. So, activity being stopped. So, that's death. Correct? So, material civilization is a virtual death. Because the real activity is Krishna consciousness, the activities of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, these are the real activities of spirit soul. So material civilization forces us to stop these activities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, to Maharaj Nimi, the Navayogandras, they explain. So wealth is a perpetual source of distress. It is most difficult to acquire and it is virtual death for the soul. What satisfaction does one actually gain from his wealth? Similarly, how can one gain ultimate or permanent happiness from one's so-called home, children, relatives and domestic animals, which are all maintained by one's hard-earned money? So this is the whole civilization, to maintain the family, to maintain the vehicles, to maintain the status quo, to maintain the bank balance, children, home, education, all to for all this one has to work so hard, day and night. So in that work, one stops his actual activity, that is devotional service. So that causing virtual death for every individual soul. So we need to come out of that virtual death by constant remembrance of Krishna. And how to get that? In the same line, in the same chapter, the Navayogendras, they says, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyata Jignyashu Shreya Uttamam. Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanya Upashramashraya. So one has to take guidance, able guidance from spiritual master and the devotees in day-to-day activities, every activity. So otherwise, we just follow our manorathena, our mind. Our mind tells, do this, do that. But Guru and Krishna, his representatives, devotees, they say, no, do this activity. This is way, this is how you remember Krishna, while playing, while working, while doing anything. Otherwise, it's very easy to distract. So in that way, we can develop our constant relationship with the Lord. And that attracts the mercy of the Lord. And that puts some light in front of Krishna. Okay, yeah, this devotee is trying to do something for me. And that way Krishna reveals himself. So otherwise, nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya na brahunā śrutena. So not by any other means. Krishna has to choose the person. And to choose, only way is to work in relation to Krishna in love and devotion. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. You mentioned how Lord Krishna protected the Vrajavasis and the Pandavas. So sometimes I wonder why Lord Krishna didn't protect Yudhishthira Maharaj during the gambling match. Why didn't he give the intelligence to Yudhishthira before? And then we see Yudhishthira, he asked Lord Krishna, why you didn't give me the intelligence before? Whereas we see for the Vrajavasis, in the pastime of Agasura, the coward friends didn't ask Krishna whether we can go into this cave or not. They just straight went in and Krishna came behind them to protect them. So how can we understand?
Yeah. You know, sometimes we try to do some activity, you know, while playing. I remember one time my parents were in the front of the house, so I was doing some mischief at the back of the house. I was thinking, oh, better my mother shouldn't come now. Do you do like that? When you do something, you feel, oh, my parents should not come so that I can finish my mischief. Same Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking when he was playing gambling match. So he was thinking, oh, Krishna, better. He's consciously avoiding that Krishna should not come. So that's why Krishna was waiting. When they will call.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Well, you mentioned you had that quotation that said that for us to get the mercy of Krishna, we have to do service and not by any other means, even by hearing. Can you just re-emphasize that? Because one of the five angas of bhakti, Rupa Goswami says, is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. And Rupa Goswami says that even just following one of these processes is so powerful that it will take you to perfection. And we can see Pariksha Maharaj listen to Srimad Bhagavatam within 7 days and attain that perfection. So can you just explain to me?
So this Shruthena, hearing, is hearing from the Shruti Shastra. So much acquiring the knowledge from Shruti Shastra, that one. So this hearing Shravanam is the hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse mentioned Shrutena means gaining vast knowledge from Shruti Shastras. But what is the result of hearing?
Service.
So that has to happen. It's like if I ask you, can you please bring garland for the Lord? You heard, but you are not acting. Same thing. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam explains and directs us to the same point. To serve. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.